This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And it's Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. We're going to take a slightly different turn for the start of the show because, you know, what we're going through at the moment is, of course, unprecedented. But, you know, we're no experts in the medical field, and it's also very important that you actually get your information about the health and safety of your own self from the authorities. However, we do understand that sometimes that can be very challenging. So I figured for today, we're going to pick up an article from one of our favorite scientific news portal, and that is New Scientist, to help explain what is exactly social distancing and how do you do it. Because we all need to play our part, whether you're sick or you're healthy.
Like you said, Jeff, BFM is constantly updating information. As we mentioned last week, you know, beware of misinformation that's spreading on social media and through messaging apps. Always try and corroborate the information that you get through those services and apps with information from reputable news sources.
Yeah, so social distancing is something that I think many of us would have heard many times now and probably seen the graph explaining about what flatten the curve means. And I think, you know, we'll share all the information that we're using for our show today on social media platforms, but you can also just find it online. It's very easy to get. But the question is, like, you know, does this actually work? Would social distancing work? And there's actually a lot of evidence that traces back to previous outbreaks way back to 1918 for the flu pandemic, and in 2014 Ebola's outbreak, as well as using simulations that show social distancing can effectively limit the spread of infection, and more importantly, it helps to contain and help our hospitals to cope with the influx of cases instead of having to deal with multiple folds of cases each day. And I think for the past few days, we've been recording over 100 cases, and that's something we gotta do together to reduce those numbers. And some countries in Italy, they've taken most aggressive approach. I think they're doing like a total lockdown. And so really our message is to listen to the authorities and advices given by organizations like the WHO. What is so wrong about staying at home anyways? I mean, there are plenty of things that you could do if you don't have work to do. You could even record your own podcast, just like what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you mentioned 1918, right? And I was speaking to my mum about the Spanish influenza epidemic. And it turns out that her, my great-grandmother and one of my great aunts died during that epidemic. But she'd never actually spoken to me about that before. You know, we tend to think of 1918 as being remote, but that's something that had an effect on my mum's life through, you know, those people who were part of her family passing away from it. And I'll have to admit, you know, the social distancing aspect, it is easier for me. I'm British, so, you know, I don't hug anyone I haven't known for at least 20 years. My wife and I have been married for 11 years and, you know, we're not even on first name terms yet. So do be careful, follow the advice. And like Jeff says, you know, start your own podcast, go back to that guitar that you put down 10 years ago. Find that passion that you used to have for cooking. There's really, as Jeff said again, there's really no reason to sit at home and be bored.
Yeah, and whether you're healthy or sick, just please stay at home. And you know, we all could do this together. We'll come back, and we do have King of Culture. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Billions from me, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back. It is Geek Squawks King of Culture time now, Matt.
Well, this is a bit of an obvious one. So streaming services, I'm not going to name any particular ones, but we are all facing this enforced indoors kind of period. So it is a great time to catch up on maybe some of those shows and series that you didn't think to watch in the past. I mean, I have an enormous list. Yeah, I tend to watch all of the easy stuff first. So all of the complicated stuff with subtitles is sitting in a subfolder for me to watch. And now is a good time to catch up on some of that. Plus, a lot of the streaming services are releasing a lot of really interesting documentaries at the moment as well. So if you're more into kind of current events and world events, it's a great time to catch up with that. And also, you know, you can explore the social aspect of these things as well. You can have your own watch and listening parties on services like Facebook as well. So, you know, just literally watch these shows with your friends just from different locations. You can be messaging and talking to each other as you're watching.
Now, one of the things that you could be doing at home is gaming. And interestingly, Matt, you sent me this story as I was actually reading up on a review of this game from a different site, from a gaming news portal. So New Scientist actually, for the first time, I believe, did a review of a video game, and it's Doom Eternal. Matt, are you going to be converted into a gamer then?
Well, when it comes to Doom, you don't have to convert me because, I mean, I played the original game to death, obviously with all the cheat codes because I'm rubbish at games and I didn't want to die.
Now, Doom is, of course, one of those high adrenaline rush shooter games that really doesn't have any plot. All you need to know is just two very simple things. You just got to keep moving and you got to, you know, destroy everything that you see in front of you. And it may sound extremely horrible, but somehow, at the risk of sounding like a crazy person, it actually has some positive effect with me dealing with stress, especially during this time.
It's absolutely the same for me as well. I mean, like I said, I was a convert to the original Doom. When I bought my first PC sometime in the mid-1990s, and I had to take a loan out to buy that PC, I thought it was going to transform the way I worked. It transformed the way that I spent my evenings, which was playing Doom for hour after hour. And like you said, yes, it does have that kind of bloodthirsty element to it, but it is actually incredibly calming. It gets to be hypnotic after a while because you're just going through stage after stage after stage. You're never standing still, but there's never anything as complicated as a narrative. It's just, hey, zombie, kill zombie.
Now, if you're not one of those gamers, well, worry not, because there are plenty of games that could actually help you to keep calm. And most of them are actually just downloadable on your phone. And the best part is some of them are actually free. The Verge actually has a running article and a fantastic piece on, you know, collecting some of the games that you can download while you're practicing social distancing and also self-isolation. My favorite that hasn't been on the list yet, but I thought I'd just share it here. It's called Penguin's Isle. It's actually a game about building a habitat for your penguins. So you will start with this one penguin, and then in no time, I actually just played it for 10 minutes, and in no time, you actually have like a colony of them. And then there's, you know, really nice soothing background music and a very calming effect. And speaking of penguins, I came across a story on how penguins at the St. Louis Zoo got a chance to roam around the zoo while it was temporarily shut down. It's a 2-minute video that I'm sure you can find it online. And I swear it is the cutest thing you'll ever see today. They went on a tour around the zoo. They even visited the zoo's office. They took a lift, you know, one of those, you know, lifts that humans do. They actually took the lift, went up to the office, checked out the office, went to the, even to the you know, the store where people could buy, you know, merchandises and stuff. My heart was just melting looking at how the penguins was just interacting. And I believe this will actually be discussed later in depth on BizBytes, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I watched that video too, and my favorite part was actually when the penguins walked up to all of the big aquarium tanks, and you could see their heads going backwards and forwards at all the fish. It was like they were watching the best YouTube video of their own. They're like, "Ooh, that one, that one, that one." It really is the most kind of life-affirming clip, you're right.
What do we have for Geek Tunes, Matt?
Well, I just wanted, again, because we're celebrating happiness today, this is a song that makes me happy every time I listen to it. I saw this band live a few years ago, just as the sun was going down, and they played this song, and it really was magical. This is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros with Home.
I am so jealous you got to see them live. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.